Well, I believe that you have to build belief. Belief is like, there's an after school special belief where the mom says, believe in yourself, and that's all great. But there's also a built belief. And the built belief is one where you are constantly, like for me, I came from a bad place. How I build belief is through the daunting tasks I put myself through. So that's proof positive that I can. So it correlates. And that's how this peacish kid I once thought I was built belief by saying, I was in three hell weeks. I went to Ranger school. I tried out for Delta Selection. That is proof, motherfucker. So whenever you think you can't, confidence comes from the thing that you built. You must build belief. You must build confidence. It can't be like, hey, I'm going to knock that shit out. You got to look over here and say, I can knock that shit out. It's belief, and it's built on what you put in to yourself. And one thing I was able to do was to dream. I was able to dream outside those four walls of that small town. And until you're able to really put yourself into that dream, but don't make dreams your master, that's where you truly become what you're destined to become. A lot of people sit back and they dream about being a sports figure, or dream about being a SEAL, or dream about being an astronaut. And all it is a motherfucking dream. They don't put the work behind the dream. That dream has become their fucking master. When you become the master of your fucking dream is when you say, I want to go be a Navy SEAL. And you say, okay, I'm going to lose 106 pounds in less than 3 months. The dream was the one thing I thought about, and the dream was now gone. Now, what comes in, the dream goes away, and the laundry list of details and tasks come up. Gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. That's when you become the master of your dream. So a lot of people out there dreaming. The brain that I was given as a child, it was easy to go home and think about what? How do I want to be a freak today? How do I want to show up to school today and be a freak? It didn't require me going home and opening a book up saying, it's going to take me all year to learn this fucking page. So instead of learning that page, I learned how to become a character. And maybe that character that I created, that 300-pound insecure guy that used to fake it till I make it type of guy, you know, let me become your friend. Let me lie to you until you like me type of guy. When you have any kind of any manhood, womanhood, a human being, a soul, a spirit, any, I must have just this much pride, because that's exactly what opened the door for me. Because every day you were a character. Every day you were a clown. Every day you open that Spanish book or that science book or English book, and you looked at it. It was like, it looked like foreign language, and you're saying, where do I start? Well, who do I start? And obviously it was necessary. The more I talk about it wasn't necessary, because what happened is I became haunted by the mere fact that this is my existence, and you got to live with that. I lived with it for a lot of years. And so I sat back and said, okay, all right, I know what this takes. And when you sit back as fucked up as I was, and I had a laundry list, a table like this of what I have to do to become just a human being that can make ends meet, that can make $1,000 a month just to get. There was like, oh my God, dude, like I'm 16, 17. I can't read. I can't write. And I'm so behind the power curve. And my brain is about being depressed. And my dad beat my moms at home. And kids are calling me nigger at school. And I'm like, oh my God, man, what the fuck do I do? And it wasn't like someone came around and said, hey man, you can do this. This is all me. So people know, where's this cold man come from? I'm not trying to be cold. It's the reality of my life. It's the reality of a lot of people's lives. And so, yeah, that had to happen for me to be haunted. To be haunted, to pull out, to extract the God in the day. That haunting is something that's still there today, because no matter how much you improve, no matter how much you change who you are, it's not permanent. You'll just wake up and say, oh my God, man, you're David Goggins. You break records. You do this, you do that. People don't know. How are you able to just be so hard? I never turn the fucking thing off, because once it turns off, I go right back to the David Goggins that is. And that's the guy that I'm constantly fighting every day. And it's a choice.
Like, I never forget, I was on a podcast one time, and this dude goes, "You were blessed with a strong mind." Like, the hell are you talking about? I was blessed with a strong mind. That's something that you have to develop. You develop that over years, decades of suffering and going back into the suffering. That's why a lot of people who graduate Navy SEAL training, I talk about very openly all the time. A lot of guys don't want to go back into that water. Don't want to go back into the hard stuff. Maybe not anything hard in life. Once you get through it, it's like you become a POW. Like, how many POWs you know want to go back to POW camp? None. When something sucks so bad in life, this is on this that we're talking about now, very few people want to go back. They're happy they graduated. I realized I'm the same way. I don't want to go back. I have to go back. I must go back. Because that is exactly where all the knowledge of my life exists, was back there, in which you're exactly what you're talking about. Well, I didn't know anything about this, but how I grew a will was constantly doing these things. To now, it's just life. I wake up, while it still sucks, it's just life. You don't sit back and like, oh my God, like, I have days I don't want to do it, but I know I'm going to do it. I know from years of just doing it. So that's beautiful. And this is why I came on here with you today. And I'm glad that you're talking about this, because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no fucking hack, bro. There's no fucking hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and this, and all this shit that they, yeah, it's great. There is no fucking life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack. The hack is gonna fucking suck. And that's what I realized. That's what I realized. Life, that's why I wanted to come on here today. I didn't want to come on here and talk about no fucking passion and purpose and how to get the fuck out of bed and how to hit a fucking alarm clock and all this catchphrase bullshit. Because that wasn't how I lived. That wasn't how I lived. I woke up like every human being does and goes, fuck, man, I'm a fucking piece of shit today. How the hell is this going to work out for me? And you fight that. And you fight that. You don't override it. There's no override button. It's the conversation in your fucking, like, in your head. So how do you do that? We don't have enough of these conversations about the real conversation that every human being is having. And they have no idea how to get out of it, but they do. It's that shit right there, man. Yeah, build your will.
The road to success is rarely a straight line. For me, it's always been more like a maze. Many times when I thought I'd finally cracked the code, had it all figured out and found the straight path to certain victory, I hit a wall or got spun into a turnaround. When that happens, we have two choices. We can stay stuck or regroup back up and try again. That's where evolution begins. Hitting those walls time and again will harden and streamline you. Having to back up and formulate a new plan without any assurances it will ever pan out will tune your say up and develop your problem. Solving skills and your endurance, it will force you to adapt. When that happens hundreds of times over the course of many years, it is physically exhausting and mentally draining, and it becomes damn near impossible to believe in yourself or your future. A lot of people abandon belief at that point. They swirl in the eddies of comfort or regret, perhaps claim their victimhood, and stop looking for their way out of the maze. Others keep believing and find a way out, but hope to never slip into a trap like that ever again. And those skills they'd honed and developed wither. They lose their edge. I am always on the hunt for another twisted pretzel of a maze to get lost in, because that's where I find myself. The smooth road to success is of no use to savages like me. That may sound ideal, but it won't test us. It doesn't demand belief, so it will never make us great. We all build belief in different ways. I clock countless hours in the gym, where I log thousands of reps and run and ride my bike obscene distances to cultivate belief. Despite what you may think, I don't consider myself an ultra athlete because those races are not who I am. They are tools. Each one provides me a stockpile of faith. So when I get stuck in the maze of life like a broke down savage, I still believe I'm capable of achieving my unreasonable goals, such as becoming a smoke jumper at 47 years old, no matter what society or the good doctor says. I don't mean to suggest that you must run 100 or 200 miles to believe you have what it takes to get where you want to go. That's what I had to do based on the depth of the darkness I came from and the scale of my ambitions. But if you've lost it, you do need to find your way back to belief. Whatever it takes for you to believe that you're better than good enough to achieve your dreams is what you must do. And remember, your greatness is not tied to any outcome. It is found in the valiance of the attempt.
So you got to make sure that you constantly are rewriting your book. You have to constantly rewrite your book every day of your life. You know, and that, these aren't just words I say. This is how I have to live. Like, these are conversations I have with myself. And I say it everywhere I go. The most important conversation, one you have with yourself.
Yes.
You live with it every single day. But most of our conversations are not the right ones. They're not the ones that are going to push us to the place we need to go. They're the ones that are going to keep us sitting in that toxic environment that you've helped create and everybody else helped create. And you just live in it. You live in that muck. And that conversation just plays in your head. And that becomes you. Mm-hmm. So my first conversation when I was absolutely nobody. And that's one thing you have to say. We live in a world now that's so kind. We find the kind way around everything. Like, if you don't look good, I have to find a kind way of saying, I don't like your shirt.
Right.
That's not the approach. The approach you have to take, at least I took, you take whatever approach you want. The conversation had to be a real honest conversation in the accountability mirror of, guess what? I was fat. Don't find a kind word to say that, you know what? I've gained some weight. No, you're fat. When I couldn't read, not like, hey, you know, you have a learning disability. No, I cannot read. I have a fourth grade reading level. I'm struggling. And sometimes I call myself stupid. Not in a way to put myself down. So don't take it like, my God, those are so hurtful. Yeah, they're hurtful. This honest. The conversation has to become an honest conversation of where you're at mentally. Where am I at mentally? I look like sh-. I feel like sh-. I'm falling behind in school. I'm lazy. My house is a mess. You have to look at what it is and call it what it is. Don't find words to make yourself feel better, because that's what, so we hang around people that make us feel better, that tell us what we want to hear, not what we need to hear. And so we stay away from those people. And we stay away from those people, like our internal dialogue becomes that kind, it's okay. It's not okay. So that's where it starts. It starts with that accountability of, it's not okay anymore. This can no longer be okay. And calling yourself out for exactly what you are and exactly how you need to fix it. That's where it starts.